So the Gemara says, so the Gemara points out that the reason as to why Rabbi Yud, the reason as to why Rabbi Yud darshes Muchin, because first it's Yuchach, and then he says it's Muchin. So the Gemara asks, how do we see it's Muchin? So the Gemara pointed out that we see it's Muchin, because through the Torah have to say with Silva Shabbos. Didn't you say it's in the Torah? Did not have to say some of his three out? Then the Torah didn't have to say. So why was, so that was completely superfluous. So it was put in for a purpose, the Darshan. So from this drosha of Smuchin, that is Mukhne with Darshan, the Aloche, the Teshuvah of Yisrael says, that's why Yisrael has success. And from that, we deduce the general principle, that every essay is Lecha and relation. So the Gemara says, but this Chayek, this Yalfi says, is based upon the Lecha and Lishma. If Rabbi Yud had not agreed with the Lecha and Lishma, then we couldn't say it. So Teinach, we turn to Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbonu Milolu. So that's all right, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that there is a special aloha that whenever the Torah says beged, it means semar pish. Masha'im kindo, do achil kan to Rabbi Shmuel. Teinach, we turn to Rabbi Shmuel. The eyes are in semar pish. El Rabbonu. The last we call God in semar pish. What semar pish for me, I sell a, you know, does it, as it is a, after all, I say, Hey, Shema Talmud Leima. That's in Ruach, it's here. Also, the Torah, the Gemara Seher, they stay on Ram Seher. Bein Torah Seher, Bein Torah Seher. So he has to bring to Tepeirim, Chayisteirim, Tzitzeresh, and Gladri. Then the Torah says, "Hoy Rabbi Mashvi, Mizalach es kol soi, es reishin es konei mizgabi seino, ves kol soi yigaleiach, vechibes es bono viroch atat es psori b'mayim mitoei." So the Torah says, the Torah points out, "Mizalach es kol soi." Don't I know that the Torah says it's kol soi every hair? So it means the hair on the head, the hair, the beard, the hair under the arm. I mean, well, and any part of the body, if there is hair, he has to move down. Why did the Torah have to spell out, Yigalach has called Sore, yes, Reishi, let's call it. And the Torah didn't say this, Reishi, let's call it. He said, let's call Sore, and Reishi, the say on the hair, certainly is included in called Sore. In called Sore. The more I speak of Shang Rabbi Shmuel, I'm going to go over it. And after the Reishi, after Reishi, why does the Torah have to say, Vihoyo, ואם השביעי כמה חס חוסו עשרי שפתם לא יהיה כפי שנאמר מסעקי בפס חש שמי ימי that means that allow it to go to the pay is a lot שמי ימי את נצייר כן that even when I נצייר he has to be מדלי so he's not allowed to be מדלי at the pay is a lot either אבל לא ימי הרי איש he's allowed because of that why? Because that's a big race when can we say So we can say, as the Rebbe Yisrael said, only if we assume, like the Mandoma, that HaKofas Kol HaReish Shema HaKofas. There is a machlokes in order, as to whether HaKofas Kol HaReish Shema HaKofas or not Shema HaKofas. So according to one Mandoma, we don't pass that Mandoma. But according to the old Mandoma, so when one cuts off the Peyus HaRosh, even though he cuts it off in the course of cutting off all the hair of his head, so he's still high. So he's still high. And another Mandoma says, no, if he So, HaKofas Kol HaRosh is Lo Yishma HaKofas. So, Kosova HaItane, HaKofas Kol HaRosh Shema HaKofas. So, Mele, if HaKofas Kol HaRosh Shema HaKofas, so even if he, together with the Peyus HaRosh, he cuts off the whole, the all the Seir of the Rosh, it still involves a violation of the law of Isakim Pasresh. And still the Torah says, by Mitzire, es Yi, So that's Miyuta. Why do they have to say es Reishi? Say es Kol Sorei. So I know Reishi is included. The answer is, he wants to tell us that even the Peyus HaRosh he can cut off. And even though, so that means that Eser Dechaleses, that the Eser of Giluach Mitzere is Deche, the love of Letakivu Pasreish. Is the love of Zakiru Pasresh. But according to Mandoma, the Takovas Kolorosh, Loishma Akofo, so then, we cannot deduce that as a Dechalais is saying. Because Because here the Mitzvah doesn't just cut off the hairs, he cuts off all the hair. And all the hair of the head is mamish, it becomes clear of any hair, the head. So Mimele, it doesn't involve. Suppose someone who is not in Mitzvah would take a total shave of the head, and he'll tell the barber to shave off every hair of the head, including the face of Rosh. So according to Mandoma, that the Hakofas Kol HaRosh, Rosh Ma'akofei, he wouldn't even be able to allow him to keep Pas Reishchem. In other words, when he's able to keep Pas Reishchem, if he leaves some hair on the head, and he only cuts off the payas, so then he's able to allow. But if together with the payas, he cuts off all the other hair of the head, so then he's not able to laugh. So Mimele, we cannot deduce a general principle as the Chalitza said. But, Kosovar, I tell Akob, Skolavei, Shmoakob. So even though, together with the Peyas Arosh, he cuts off all the hair, so it still involves a violation of Sakifas Reishchem. And by Mitzvah, he cuts off all the hair. So it still involves a violation. And the Torah says he can do it. So from that, we can deduce a general principle that the essay of Vigilach is called Sarei is Deiche, the love of Takivu Pesvesha. So Gemara says, Ikel Mifra, Mal Lav Da Akofe Shechel Lav Shein Shom Bechei, because it's not Neig in Oshi. A woman is allowed to cut off the Peyas Arosh. Shechel Lav Shein Shom Bechei. One of the things I don't understand about the radical women and why the women sleep, why don't they demand that they should get aliyahs, everything. So why don't they demand that they should also be subject to the same nisa? I mean of Sakifu Pasreishchem, then they don't demand. So Shachin Lavchin, so the Gemara says, Ikel Mifra, Mal Lav Da'akofe Shachin Lavchin Shom Bikeim. In other words, because it's only made by Noshim. But by Noshim, it's not made. The Gorim Dushim points out, there is a special drosha, that because there is an analogy between Peyas Arosh and Peyas Azok. Now, Peyas Azok is not shayach by a woman, unless there is a certain abnormality. So, a woman doesn't have a deal. So, Mimele, the love of Itakim, so doesn't apply to women. And there is an analogy between Peyas Arosh and Peyas Azokin. So just as the Yisrael of Peyas Azokin does not apply to women, so Peyas Arosh doesn't apply either. Anyway, so the law of Rizakim Pas Reishchem is not an Yisrael Hashem B'keil, because it's only binding upon men, not upon women. So Mimele, we cannot deduce a general principle that essay is deiche, that any essay is deiche, any lays essay. Because we can say, what is the source for this halacha? The deen of Vigilach is called Sarei, is Reishi, is Konei. But that only implies that the essay of Vigilach is called Sarei is deiche, the love of Rizakir Pas Reishi. That's a love Shein Shom Vikeil. So it's not so homo. Mashein Keil, a love that is Shom Vikeil. Maybe an essay is not deiche. If you meet with Mal Lab Dakov, you shall have Shim Shom Lechay. El Asir Miskon. It can be Skone in the same posse. The Torah says, Goyim Bayim Ashvi, Dalach Eskol Sore, Esrei Shei Ve Eskone. So, Skone is also mentioned. And it's also perfect. So, I mean, at the very outset, the expression is Esreishe is superfluous, and the expression Eskon is superfluous. But Esreishe so is needed to be to advise us that L'chol HaPoches, Elisese, like the Elisese of Lisakivu Pas Reishchem, which is Elisese Shishon Becheil, so an essay can be there. But then, once the Torah mentioned Esreishe, to advise us that Elisese Shishon Becheil is Nitches, Mipnei the essay of Yigalach, so why does the Torah have to mention the expression Eskonei over and above the expression Esreishe? So, El Miskontai Eskonei, but I don't believe El Mishinem El Paskon Ligaleich, Shimei Ani Avkei Mitzayvake, Talmud Leima Eskonei, But that's also a Lav Shinishom Vikei, Vimei Neinyan Lav Shinishom Vikei, because that I know already from the expression Esreishe, even without the expression Eskonei. So Mimele it should be applied Meleien. De lafje is ook een geen je lafje ook een So the mele, so from skone, called skone, we did use, that an essay is de chelese, say, even a loise, say, she shall be like Mrs. Lavin Mamzeres, or any other one. But at least, no, we cannot. So we cannot, it's not me, you sir. We cannot learn out from putting the expression as skone, that because it's miusa, a general principle that any essay is deicha any leises. Because I could say only this leises is deicha. But then you ask, this leises is deicha, so we know from Reishe, we don't have to resort to skone, why do I have to mention the expression skone? So I would say no. The Torah mentioned the skone to advise us that even a keren mitzere, who has more isoy. Because, true, the love against the Ruach Pasa Zokin is mentioned in two places. So in Veshi, Loisakifu Pas Reishchen, the Loisashchis is Pas Koner. So that applies to every Jew. Kayan, Israel, doesn't make any difference. Every Jewish man is bound by this law. But then, like Abikirani, the Torah reiterates that law in the parasha of Kirani. In the Meir, the Torah says, V'yikrichu kolcho bereishon, u'faskon v'yigaleichu v'psorom v'yischit yisorah. So, the law, faskon v'yigaleichu, which has universal application, applies to all Jews. So is reiterated in connection with Kehani. So that means that whereas in Israel, if he shaves off with the razor, the pace is okay. So he's either only one lav, the lav of Lisash is paskonecho. So he can, if he shaves off the zoke with the razor, the tar, so he's not only even the lab of Lisashris Paskonecho, but he's also even the lab of Paskon of Galecho. So Mimele, you cannot say that this expression, Italah has called sore, as Reishi Veskonei, so the expression Veskonei is superfluous. And that, from that you deduce a general principle that any essay is there, any essay, even Hashem the King. Because we could say, the reason is why the Torah mentioned Veskona to tell us that even a Kayan is allowed, because in the Torah which I just mentioned as Reishe, I would say only Reishe he can depend the Pasarosh, he can shave off. And a Yisroel Mitzere, not a Kayan, can shave off the beard too, because it only involves one Yisroel. But a Kayan Mitzere, the Pesach not, because that involves two Yisroel. It's not only two Yisroel. It's not only question two Yisroel, because a Kayan in general is Ribo Mitzvah Yisera. Here, there is an extra Mitzvah, and in general is Mitzvah Yisera. But at Yitzvah, Sadar Hamini Shanakir, and Ribo Mekos Mitzvah Yisera. So I feel Lav Shem Yishon, the Chayli Yoh. So I would say, only a Yisroel Mitzvah can be Migaleach, the Pesach Rosh, the Pesach Zokin. But a Kehen Mitzvah, who is bound by more Mitzvah, so he's more Chobo, so he cannot be Migaleach, the Pesach Rosh, the Pesach Zokin. So Komash Mitzvah Yisera. So how can you apply it as a general principle that any essay is deicha any leises? Ela asim reishi dachan. Tanya reishi matam leima fi shenema. Ah, we have a reishi. Shun shimeyan yach mitzir of nozir kein. Talmud leima reishi. Talmud leima reishi. So you can mifrach mali nozir mitzir as we learn out from nozir mitzir. So in other words, if the mitzvah is in other words, so he's still mechuyev to the mitaleach of the seyah, and even the seyah of the reish and the peyis rosh. So why does the Torah have to tell us that to advise us that nesi deicha leis esei? And since we don't need the posik in connection with the lav shen shomer kein, so it has to be applied to the lav shomer kein. So he's still killing the frach. Mali no the mitzvah shechem yesh ne mishayo. So he's not so chomo, because he can go to a chochem or to gimel a gates and then be mad of the nizirah. בחירותינו, חייהו ביקר מול נסת יחלית, עשה ועשה, ריבה מנוזיה. אלו מנוזה מייטב לו גם מנון, איתו מפרש אחרי יש למישיילה, או חנם, איתו מפרש אחרי יש למישיילה, so how can you deduce from the positive of גירוח מצאירו? גירוח מצאירו, from גירוח מצאירו, the results are in us. אלו לאילום, מכל כמה, now the מנוזה comes to the conclusion, that הקבונן הפרבי שמואל ורנאו דהלוך החסד יחליס זה נאט פעם דפרשי אוב דירוח מצעיר או בו הקבונן הפתונן רבי שמואל also learned it out פעם דפרשי אוב ציציס because the Torah mentions גדילים תעסלוך next to the lab of לסילבא שחמס next to the lab of לסילבא שחמס and because סמר ופישטין is superfluous but then you ask officially in the commentary of Rabbi Shmuel so Tzemer u'Pishtim is superfluous because even if the Torah had not mentioned Tzemer u'Pishtim I would know that it applies L'Silva Shatnez applies only to Tzemer u'Pishtim because the Torah of Rabbi Shmuel general aloch that whenever Beged is mentioned so it has reference to Tzemer u'Pishtim but according to Rabbono on who don't accept Torah of Rabbi Shmuel's aloch so if the Torah hadn't mentioned in the parashe of Shatnez of the Silva Shatnez, Tzemer u'Pishtim Yardov, I wouldn't know that Shatnez consists only in Tzemer u'Pishtim. So maybe it's not Mufne. If it's not Mufne, so I cannot learn how to dismiss it. It's not Mufne. Elo leilo mikro kam in kein, but it is Mufne. Even if we don't accept Torah of Rabbi Shmuel Salochet. Why? Without Torah of Rabbi Shmuel Salochet, it's Mufne. Why is it Mufne? There is a certain superfluity in that parashe. Of the silver sharpness during Tassel. Im kilo in the core, titi stasselo. Dealing normally. Why do Torah have to say dealing? Dealing, the literal meaning of dealing means a twisted core. Now, every titi, you see in the titis, you have a twisted core. Every thread is a twisted core. Is a twisted core. So, that's the meaning of dealing. Dealing means a twisted core. A twisted core. So, why do the Torah have to say Gdilin Tassaloch? Let the Torah say Tzitzis Tassaloch. Why Gdilin? Twisted core? Shema min alafnui. So that is superfluous. So we may lay with Dash and Smuchi. Even if we don't accept the Torah of Tanad Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Hayim Shemura Odeo say, no, the Gdilin is not superfluous. It's not Mufne. Because we learn out the number of Chutim. How many Chutim do we have? We have altogether 8. How do we have 8? Because we make the tzitzis, so we take one chut and we wind it around, we make wrappings over the other or the other chutim. So mele 2/3 is in the form of igdil. This is how Rashi explains it. In other words, twist it, and then from both sides, so 4 threads suspend, hang down from one side. 4 from the other. So we have 2/3 is like a twisted core where you have all the chulies, where you have all the chulies of the tzitzis, and then so comes out 4. Forget this one. So just 4 come out this way and 4 this way. So but so they hang down 4 this way and 4 this way. But the top is in the form of a deal, of twisted, where you have all the chulies. So how can we say that deal is superfluous, it's mufne? No, because deal is necessary. So I had to mention deal in order to advise us how many chutim we have, we need. So now, Rashi explains as follows. Shema lachmei, hayim shuur deosi, deal. So deal is shnayim. Why? Because deal means a twisted cord. And every thread, for that reason, is really consists of 2 threads that are intertwined. So because deal, by definition, means the literal meaning of deal is twisted, a twisted cord. So since it's twisted, you can't have a twisted cord with less than 2. With 1, you cannot have a twisted, unless you double the 1. In other words, if you have, let's say, just 1, and then let's say this is one thread, and then you double it, so then you can twist it. So, but deal itself means twisted. So that it, and you cannot have a twisted cord unless you have the chol apoches too. So Dil is not Dilim Loshen Rabi. Two twisted chords. Even one twisted chord has two. So Dilim has at least four. Dilim Abo. So I say Dil Upislay Omitech. So this is how Rashi explains it. Rashi explains it, Asik Dil Upislay Omitech. That means that you should let it suspend and hang down. So first you make a deal, that is what you make. You take one chut and you make all the chulyes. You make all the chulyes, and then so four hang down this way and four hang down this way. It's actually only four, and you put it in the neket. But then and then you make all the chulyes, and then it hangs down. So I say deal, you make the twisted the deal. And upislay omitech. So this is how Rashi explains it. Vishur also, l'mi achit, l'mi achutik. Gdil shnai, mi efshal asis gdil pachit mishnei chutik. Because gdil, the literal meaning of gdil is a twisted chord. You can't have a twisted unless you have two. Gdil ma'ar, gdil ma'ar, chutik, l'mi u gdil shnai. Uksiv nosna al tzis esakono, psil. Omro teiro, asim hanach alba chutik, gdil akor. So that's the chulyets. You make, with the chulyets, you make one gdil. The havli ches chuti kishetich when bichnaf abeged. So then four hang suspend hang down one side, and the four hang down the other side. So it's together. We say so. Upisleyo miteiche sheu tluim silim shoyase kulik do alok tzaz gdil. So 1/3 is a gdil. You have the chulyes uptzaz. There's the threads that hang down on both sides uptzaz. Oh no, so it's not mufti. So how can you say it's mufti? You can limak or with silver sharpness. Semor pierced in yard of homily. Shmamulafnui. So vakate mi boyle we take a state kifes chibo. Would give a rasena chibo. Talochi is if there are two stitches. So then or two kshori. So then it is a chibo. So but if let's say if it is not if it doesn't incline. So if you have two stitches, if you are mechabe. The tzemer and the pishtim with one stitch, so you're not even Israelizing. But if you have the chaber, the tzemer and the pishtim with two stitches, or two kshorim, I mean, so it's like two stitches, so then you are there. How do we know that? Because of tzemer and pishtim yado. So it's still not movement. That only two stitches, two kshorim, so is a chibo in the Yisrael of line. But one, so then it's considered yado. But if one stage, one kesher, it's not yado, so it's still not mufneh. In kein lichurach mamli silvish, tzemel pishtim yado, sharpness mamli. So the sharpness is superfluous. Shmam lafnui. So maybe we can dash this luchim. Vakatem boilei, achi yishua tur v'nos. So here there is, we'll explain it, and we'll discuss it in a later shiur, but for the time being, it is sufficient to mention briefly Rashi shite and Teisva shite. Rashi says shua means heckle, comb together. Not only the tzemer and the pishtim are combed together. Natir and chayev achiyi atzemer va pishton misukon yachad hitim masken. So the tzemer and the pishtim have to be combed together, heckled together. Together, the two of them together. Tovu means spun. And nuz means old, woven. Shua tovu nuz natir in the chayuchi atzema la pishni suki yachad eitem master. Heckle, come together. Shua loshen cholich, in tagin and shua. Nuz is old. And tovu means spun. Now, so first of all, Teisa says the kashi against Rashi, if it means midraise, he's on the chayuchi. If it is shown together, if it is heckled together, spun together, woven together, so by tzitzis, now, so how can we learn out that aloha that says the chalitza from the fact that the Torah requires us to put the chuchel trelis in the beggar pishton? When you put it, a chuchel trelis in the beggar pishton, suppose this is pishton, and you put, so it's not heckled together, it's not woven together, so it doesn't involve any sederaisa anyway. So how can we deduce the aloha of the chalitza? That's Teisa's kashi against Rashi, and the same kashi can be directed against the Rambam, because the Rambam agrees with Rashi. agrees with Rashi that it means together. Alright, so Mila Teisa says that it doesn't mean together. It means each by itself should be Shua to Avinus. And then Teisa is really Tam Rashi, because whereas Rashi says that Luz means all woven, so Teisa says that Luz means intertwined together. Intertwined together. So So anyway, the Gemara says, how can you say that Shatnes is Mufne Shatnes Lomeli Ishman Lafnui? Vakatim Boilachi Yehei Shua Tov Lenuz. So it's Shatnes is not Mufne. Elokulim Shatnes Nam. Elokulim Shatnes Nam. Why? Because the two that we learn out from Shatnes Shua Tov Lenuz, but the Torah. So di lafnuy le khud mikhte v sil va shvay im tsamer pishte u medot ik akhmon ev vashe shatnes dorish bin name ho so me may le dem mastet mas kon ave gemore so mas kon ave gemore is that we learn according to everybody whether we accept ton ev rabbi shmuel or not, so we learn out the aloche the tesed echelis is from flying mitzvahs, because given tasavoch is mentioned next to the silver shatnes. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we don't darshin smuchim generally, but in Mishnah Teyo we darshin. Why Mishnah Teyo we darshin? Either because it's muchach or because it's mufne. So it is muchach because in Tasavoch is not mentioned in its proper context, because its proper context would be the parshin shlach. Or because if mufne, it's superfluous. So the Gemara says that even according to Rabbanon, it's still mufne. He's still moving. And from that we learn out that aloche. The tese is deiche leisese. Now, in regard to Teisa's kashi against Rashi, which is also a kashi against the Rambam, Rashi and the Rambam both say that Shua Tov Lenuz means together, so how can we learn out from Klein Bitzitzes? The Tesla Yechalit is saying, why Mitzitzah doesn't even involve a case of the Yisachla, of the Yisachla, of Klein, of, I mean, Tcheles, in the village of Pishton doesn't even represent a case of Yisachla, the Yisachla of Klein Mitzitzah. Because when you put in a chuch of Tcheles, of Tzemer, in the village of Pishton, so it's not Shua Tov Venus together. Bishlein according to Tesis, the Shua Tov Venus doesn't mean together, it means each one separately. So naturally, so the chutz of tcheles itself has to be Shua Tov Venus. Masha'ink, and the baggage of Pishton is Shua Tov Venus, but according to Rashi and the Rambam. Now, so, I mean, I just want briefly to say, I mean, there can be a teretz on that kashi, because from the Rambam it's mashma that there are two separate aloches. One aloche is of Lisilva Shabbos. So what does Shabbos imply? Shua Tov Lenuz. And according to the Rambam, what does Shua Tov Lenuz mean? If it's Shua Tov Lenuz together. Now, Rashi, the Rambam doesn't agree with Rashi's pshat of Shua Tov Lenuz, but he agrees with Rashi on one point, that Shua Tov Lenuz means that someone and the Pishtim are together Shua Tov Lenuz. So that's the love of the Silver Shabbos. And then we learn out from Tzemel, Pishtim, Yadov, and other Isser. But the other Isser is also Nichlal in the love of the Silver Shabbos, because it's one posse. The Silver Shabbos, Tzemel, Pishtim, Yadov. So in Mele, the Pshuteshel Nichol, I mentioned a number of times that there are certain lavens where the Pshuteshel Nichol, according to the Pshuteshel Nichol has referenced one thing. But there is a drash that other things are also included in that lav. So in Mele Malkes, there is only for that Isaiah that is implicit in the Pshuteshel Nichol. But the other Isaiah that is deduced, even though it's also implicit, but Malkes there isn't. Because the other Isaiah that is not implicit in the Pshuteshel Nichol, but is deduced from the Midrash HaTeir and the Dreshel Be'er, so it has a near flash of a law. For example, now, if somebody is chops down a tree, Neitzmachel, not Neitzmachel, and Neitzmachel,
And there is no necessity. Sometimes you have to chop down a tree, because there is a danger that it might fall down and hurt the person. So then it's a mitzvah to chop down. But if it's done there, hashkosa, you chop down and it's machel. So you even allow the rice in your chaimel. The Rambam says that even if you don't chop down a tree, but you just take a table and you take an axe and you cut it into pieces, there hashkosa, you also even allow the rice. But malkes, you're not chayim. So the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, why aren't you chayim malkes? Because the Pshutish HaMikro has reference to an Eitz Machl. But Chazal include other Hashchoses also in that line, David Rosh. But the Pshutish HaMikro has reference to Eitz Machl. So Mele, whatever is contained is implicit in the Pshutish HaMikro. So that's the Ikar Issa. Whatever is deduced is not the Ikar Issa. It's also implicit for Droshes. But it's not the Ikar Issa. So Ligabe, the assuming that are not the Ikar Issa, it has a din of Lash of the Chorus. It's a din of Lash of the Chorus. Now the same thing is true of, let's say, of Lezich Ladav. So many things are implicit in that love. First of all, the Ikar Lav has reference to Achilas Bensei Omeir. That means, they say Achilas Bensei Omeir means stealing money from the father and the mother, and then buying with it, let's say, wine and meat, and then eat it, have raw, have cooked, I mean, have diluted the wine and drinks, and be in the company of hoodlums, you know. So that's the first Achilles, so it's Chayim Malkes. Because the second time is Chayim. So the love, the Azor, the Seir Omeir, is Echol Adam. So for the first Achilles, the Seir Omeir is Chayim Malkes. But other things are deduced from the Echol Adam. Sanedam Shor, Sanefesh, Asur, Lechid, Kolayei, even though Shechita was already realized, but it's still living. So if he eats from the behemoth, so he's not even the Issa of Eilam Nachai, but he's even the Issa of Sef Madam. So the Rambam says, Malkes there is only for the first Achille of the Seir Omeir. But for Sanhedrin Shor, Hoges and Nefesh, if they don't fast, they eat. The Rambam loves the Raise, not Chai Malkes. He's even loves the Raise, not Chai Malkes. Why? Because the Pshutish of Mikro has reference to Achilles Benzeo Meire, Loisechu Achilo Hamivio in the Shvich Adamim. And Benzeo Meire is Nidna al Shim Seifei. So that's the Achilo Hamivio in the Shvich Adamim. So in other words, the Ikar Issa, the Pshutishol Mikro, according to Pshutishol Mikro, it has reference to Achilles Benzeo Meire, Achilo Hamivio in the Shvich Adamim. So that's the Ikar Issa. So it's not considered the Lash of the Chorus. The other Issurim that are deduced, that are not implicit in the traditional mikro, they are deduced, so that's not the Ikar Shel Issa, so it's considered like Lav Shebecholos. So the same thing is true of Shua Tov Venus. The Rambam Shita is, Rashi in the Rambam Shita is, the Shua Tov Venus has reference, mean implies that it should be Shua Tov Venus together. So then the Kashi is, so Klein Chiles in the Beresh of Pishton, it does not represent a case of Klein the Reise, it does represent a case of Klein the Reise. It does not represent a case of Klein the Reise where there is Malkes. Because the Ikar Issa that is implicit in the traditional Mikro, he has reference only to a case of a Chibu of Shua Tov Venus together. But if there is a Chibu, let's say like Chiles in the Beresh of Pishton, so there is Chibu. Two kshorim is a chibur. It's like two stitches. But it's not true at all of the news. It's not true at all of the news together. It's not true at all of the news. So it does not, it's not implicit in the pshutish of mikro, of the Ikar Issa, of the silver shatness. But another Issa is deduced. Tzemer u'pishtim yardov. So in other words, any chibur of state kifes, of tzemer u'pishtim yardov, whether it's true at all of the news together or not, comes within the Issa of Tzemer u'Pishtim Yardov. And Tzemer u'Pishtim Yardov is also included in Lisil Bashatnes. Lisil Bashatnes, and then, mitzadid Roshe, we deduce another Issa of Lisil Bash, a chibur of Tzemer u'Pishtim Yardov. But, Shua Tov Venus together, that's the Shudas of Mikro, that's the Ikar Issa, there is Malkes. But, if it is Tzemer u'Pishtim Yardov, so that's like, as a muscle, like chopping, cutting up a table, a good table, there I have said. So I'm even allowed, but Malkes, I'm not chayev, because the Ikar Issa does not have reference to any ashchoses other than chopping down an Eitz Machel, you see. So there's no Malkes, but he's even allowed. So if some, so when one puts a trellis of tzemer in the baggage of Pishton, and he makes two kshorim, so that's the chayev, So we say that the Yisad Reise, the love, the Reise. The Yisad Reise, that is Michal in the love of Loisil Bash, Tzemar Upishnim Yadav. But that's not implicit in the Pshidish only. So, but it's a love, the Reise anyway. So in the Chaname, even if there hadn't been a din of a Segech Reise, Malkes he wouldn't get. So he wouldn't get Malkes, but it's not important whether he gets Malkes or not. The important thing is that there is a love. So that's the Teretz on the Rambam and the Rashi. Now tomorrow, so I have this year in Treifes, but I want to start this year at 9 o'clock sharp, because the Bayer Father Britannic is at 11 o'clock, and there will be buses, I mean, so everyone will be expected to go to the chapel, Myron Weinstein's chapel, and the Bar. So I don't want to miss the Shia. I missed the Shia yesterday. So I want to start the Shia at 9 o'clock sharp tomorrow. Just one Shia.
September 16th, 1975.
Now,
so let's go over the whole Rashi and then we'll discuss the various shittas about why. We only discussed Rashi shittas, we didn't discuss the Rambam shittas. Now the Rashi that we left off, the Avdalad on the base, the Rashi, Afil Mechik Zuz, Shin Nishav Lanu Eschim, Tzemor Upishtim Lomalei, Ila Ashmino, Rashi the Avdalad on the base, there on top, Tzemor Upishtim Lomalei, Ila Ashmino de Kloi, Tzemor Upishtim Udikosa, Lui Tzorich, Vimer de Bikloi, Sir Beget, Vimer de Bikloi, Sir Beget, in the Posikin Vayikroi, in Deishim, Ubeget Kalayim Shatus Yao Lecho. So I know, and Tom Rabbi Shmuel says that whenever Beget is mentioned, stop, it is limited only to Tzemor Upishtim. So, the Echon Mehem, so Tom Rabbi Shmuel Taloche, Hoyu Menemo Vetero Stam Godim, Uporat Vachakosu Beachot Mehem, so in one place the Torah spells out, Gabi, Beachot Mehem, Gabi Nigoy, Be Beget Tzemor Beget Pisht. Af kol tzemor pisht, because of Achmon. Af kol tzemor pisht. Upar akot b'achmon tzemor pisht, ma af kol tzemor pisht. So the question is, so tzemor pisht because of Achmon alomali, so why does the Torah have to say, in the love of Klayim, in Kiseitze, tzemor pisht, im shman laf nuye, so it's mufne. And if it's mufne, we can apply smuch. Vakate, so the Gemara has the kashe, vakate istrich, sal kedai techamine, Haloyihi, the Loinovish Anosi. The Loinovish Anosi. Abo Livishe, the Loinovish Anosi. Koltremine os Rachmone, even if it's not Tzemor Pishtim, the Achlivishe it's Osea. Any two minim. So Kosov Rachmone, Tzemor Pishtim. So it's not Mufne. So the Gemara says, no, it is Mufne. Im Kinlishti, Kromine, Viteise Shatni Shatis Maloye, Vitone de Rabishmo. Vakate yitzrich, limich tafrashe, tzemor pishti moche gab levishe, v'yavo gab dichsiv beged ba'aloye dimash v'tzemor pishti misal kedai toch, that only gab, that only haloye, which doesn't constitute full levishe. So there only tzemor pishti misosa, mashenkin gab levishe, any two minimos. V'tonet v'rabi shmuel, So, Tony Rabbi Shmuel, the Alfina Libi going with this Miaisa Tzemor Pishtim is really don't ask. Now the Gemara is the Kashi. Time because of Rachmoni Tzemor Pisht. Hola voche klein bitzitzes. Hava mine dos Rachmoni. But if the Torah didn't say Tzemor Pishtim next to Gdilin Tazaloch, so then I would say that it's also klein bitzitzes. But since we have Tony Rabbi Shmuel's Aloche, so even without the Tzemor Pishtim that is mentioned, Somuch to doing Tas alone. I should know that climb is Mutar B'Tzitzes because of Tanur Lishmoy Zaloche, because there in the parasha of Tzitzes Beged is mentioned. The Aksi was from Tzitzes come from Yidei and Vitonah the Rabbi Shmoy called God in Tzavu Pishtime. Time because of Rachmone. Kol kon tsel pishtim in vay bigdeyem di tzitzi is mash ma ben shol tsel ben shol pishtim vom rachmone ovit u tkhil es namle pisht so u mai so the gemara explains u mai so even without the exercise akosu of tsel pishtim that is next mentioned next to dilim tasavoch I should know that in as much as the parashas tzitzis employs the term beged al kampe vigdeyem, and according to Rabbi Yishmael, beged means semer upishtim, and the Torah says, so when the Torah says vosu lem tzitzis al kampe vigdeyem, it means al kampe beged shal oi tzemer oi pishtim, and the Torah says vosu lem psil tcheles and the beged of pishtim, but that's klaim, so maybe from that alone you should learn out aloche that has a dechaleis, he said that klaim mitzitzis is muta. That klaim b'tzitzes is mutavom rachmon lo betchiles utchiles. Tchiles is a certain color, I mean a certain dye. It's blue, I mean, but it is dyed with the blood of the chalozei. But it has to be done, and what kind of material? And tzemer utchiles amreu umay tchiles amreu. How do we know that tchiles is amre? Midisheish kitne, since sheish is pishton, so tchiles amreu. ותחיל לסמרו, מדישי שקיפ, תחסיב, נכדי סיבד, נדביק דקונה, שי שמוס, ובד הנפישת, בד הנפישת, how do we know? כי נפורת בבול לכין גודל מסך הסיומי, בד דובר אלה, בד בבד. So in other words, so that means, because pishton flax, unlike other plants, that come out, with, that grow with many branches, many anophim, so the flax, so everything comes out from the stem. So it comes out singly. Bad dobo ele, bad be bad. In other words, it comes out singly. Pishton. So we know that michli se bad means linen. Linen. Pishton. Tcheles amre. Vichein shotzroim hamurim bidikone. What kind of dyes are mentioned in connection bidikone? Tcheles agomon. Tchiles is blue, agomon purple, till Ashoni is scarlet. So that means tchiles is amre. So the material of tzemer is dyed blue, and then the other tzvoim, the purple, so and the scarlet are also done on tzemer, but the sheish, that's pishton. So the big tikkun represent a klai. וכן שעוד צבועים אמורים בגליקון האגומות לשון שהם בגליקון אלו מצמר ופישטים דחסי בסיבה יחזקיל ועם הכיפורים בגלי פישטי ילבשו יאללה עליהם צמר שמע מנו שעבידס החיצייני יש בו הם צמר עם פישטון ולא עם מנחר ולפורש בקרוא שיש ביחד מאמינים שמע מנו שור אמינים צמר היו שור אמינים צמר Salgai dechamina. So the Gemara says itzlich. In other words, without the extra posik of tzemer upishtim, so I wouldn't know why that klayim is muta b'tzitzes. Because I could say k'derove, the rove rome, k'siv akonof min konof, uchsiv tzemer upishtim. So there seems to be an inconsistency. Okay, tzad. How do we reconcile this inconsistency? Tzemer upishtim peitrim b'yiminom, b'yin shaloi b'yiminom. Shominim b'yiminom poitrim, shaloi b'yiminom, ein peitrim. Salt light ha-mini ki rove, ilu kosu achmone tzemer upishtim abed ha-shinon, ha-konof min konof ki rove, limei madu beget pishtim, eise pishton, uli tzemer, asi tzemer, vitzavi tcheles, abo klayim loi, kom ashmelon, droshe, דיסמוכים דאפילו קלויים ויוח דאפילו קלויים ויוח אהב מה שכונן מילצה אל כמו פורש בוז לא מילצה לרופא קסיב הקונוף עשי ציציס מהקונוף ואם טל לשאול משי if it's of silk the בגד עשי ציציס של משי so the ציציס also has to be made out of silk וכסיב צמר ופישטים דיון תעזלוך דימש מה עשי ציציס עם צמר ופישטים so how do we resolve this apparent inconsistency? So the answer is
that if the tzitzis is of tzemer or of pishtim, so it can be used in any baguette, even a baguette of silk, in velvet, in any baguette. Masha'im kein, if the tzitzis is not of tzemer or pishtim, so then it can still patter, can still be used in tzitzis, as long as it's the same min as a baguette. In other words, tzitzis of silk can be used in a baguette of silk. Tzitzis of velvet can be used in a baguette of velvet, and so on. V'atonet v'Rabbi Shmuel esle l'rovi. V'idorish ha'konof min konof. V'atonet v'Rabbi Shmuel. So when the Torah mentions baguette stam, it's limited to tzemer or pishtim. So that means any other mean, any mean other than tzemer or pishtim is even potter of tzitzis. And Rabbi says, "Beshom minim b'minom peitrim." That means he darshens the posik that way. That every mean, not only tzemer u'pishtim, every baguette is chayv mitzitzes. And what you have to use tzitzes of the same mean. That means cotton, tzemer geffen, let's say, or anything. I mean, is chayv mitzitzes nylon, plastic, anything is chayv mitzitzes according to Rabbi. But you have to use the same mean as the mean of the baguette. And that's contrary to Rabbi Shmuel. Tonim Rabbi Shmuel tali shel shominim in chayevet v'tzitzis. The baguette ksiv, tonim Rabbi Shmuel koma, kolt ke baguette tzemer pishtim. So only, and by tzitzis, the term baguette is employed. So only, according to Rabbi Shmuel, only a baguette shel tzemer or a baguette shel pishtim is chayev v'tzitzis. A baguette of
Chof Yevamos, 20 issue in Yevamos, Tos Roshon Haytash Shalom, Nevar, October 14th, 1975.
Now we left off in the middle of the Gemara, the Sugyat Avdalad and Bey, and we explained the Rashi. I mean, we went to the Kashis of the Ramban and Ramban Rajbo against Rashi. So one Kashi is readily disposable. In other words, that the second kashi, that the whole Gemara revolves around Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda happens to hold that the Dorosh of Yisrael is Oseh. So the answer could be that because the Gemara, the second Dorosh in Pesachim says, and we pass by the second Dorosh, that by Lo Yefshar, Lo Yekom Mechavim, Rabbi Yehuda is made it. So we can visualize a case of Ein Mischavim that is Mutar Alim Dekulam. But the main question against Rashi was, why does Rashi emphasize something that is not relevant? I mean, whether Dovash and Mischavim is Mutar or Osar, it's not a question. There's nothing to do with the Aloha that is mentioned here, that it must involve an element of Anot. So we said that if we accept the Lomdes of Teisves in Veitzet Aflamet Gimel, that where a person is Mischavim to the Maise, even though he's not Mischavim to the exact Tzure of the Maise, but he is mischavin to the maise, so it's considered mischavin. In other words, Teisa says that if somebody is mischavin to lay out the logs of wood, even though he's not mischavin, that it should look like an edifice. So it should be merzik b'inyan. So it's considered mischavin. Mischavin. So then we can answer the kashe that Teisves, the kashe that the Ramban raises against Rashi. The reason as to why Rashi emphasizes the Ein Mischavim
rather than the element of anoye, because Rashi holds that where there is no element of anoye at all, let's say somebody puts on a very heavy coat in July with 100 degree temperature, and he had a lot of pain from that flying baggage. So then, even without the extra posik of Misilba Shabbos, even if we just had a posik of even if we just had a posik of Beget Kelayim Shabbos Liyalo Olecho, I would know that he's not here because that's not Levishi. True, the posik of Beget Kelayim Shabbos Liyalo doesn't even mention Levishi Haloye, but Haloye is also partial Levishi. What is Haloye? Also partial Levishi. So Mimele, if there is no element of Anoye present, so it's not Levish in any way. It's not Levish in any way. It's just like piling up clothes upon a person. So that's not Levish. So Mimele, we don't have to resort to the posik of Lisilva Shatnes. But we have to resort to the posik of Lisilva Shatnes to be advised that the element of Anoye is not in mere pnai. It's not a mere prerequisite, but it's the essence of the Isra. Now we see that the Ram Shita is like that, because the Ram says that Klayim is analogous to Isur Anoye, like Mene Miavizor, Mikter Shalvizor. In Anoye Shalvizor, so the essence of the Isra consists in the Hanoye, in enjoying the fragrance of Avizor, enjoying Avizor. So here too, the essence of the Isra consists in Hanuas Levishi. Hanuas Levishi. Yes. So Mimele, if he's not mischaving to have Hanuas Levishi, even though he's mischaving to have Levishi, but he's not mischaving to have Hanuas Levishi, so he's not mischaving to the Gufa Yisrael. So this is the Chidesh of the Posik of the Silva Shatnes. Even without the Posik of the Silva Shatnes, I would know that Lechol HaPoches Hanoye is a prerequisite. But without the Posik of Shatnes, I would say the essence of the Isra consists in the Maisa Levish. But without the element of Anoye, it's not Levish. So Mimele, he wouldn't have to be Mischad. Even according to Rav Shimon, he's only Mechuyim. It's only necessary to be Mischaving to the Guf of Isra, not to every Tnai in the Isra. So Mimele, I would say, in case a person, a Mechik Sus, and it's moderate weather, it's a little cool, and he puts on a coat that has sharpness in order to point out to a customer the approximate size. But 2 years are not, because it's a little cool, and with the coat of flying, so he's more comfortable. But he's not mischaving to Evanoe. So that means he was not mischaving to the Gufo Isa, because the Gufo Isa consists in Anoe Slavishe. He's not mischaving to Evanoe. So without the posik of Louis Silva Shafnes, I would say Hanoye is only Tnai. So Mimele, as long as he's mischaving to be Leivish, to do the Maises, so it's considered mischaving. So that's why the Torah mentions Louis Silva Shafnes to advise us that Hanoye is not in your Tnai. Hanoye is the essence of the Isa. So Mimele, even though he was mischaving to be Leivish, but he wasn't mischaving to have Anoye, so that means he wasn't mischaving to be Eva the Yisr. So it's Muter according to Rav Shimon, and if there is no other way of trying it down for the purpose of pointing out the approximate size, except by putting it on the goof. Let's say he has no makil upon which he can put the baguette. He has no makil, of course, if he has, what is a makil? A makil is like a wooden figure, you know, when you pass by the windows of stores, you know, of clothing stores, so you'll see a men's suit that is put up on a wooden figure, on a dummy. So a makel hatznuim. So they do it on a makel. That means a certain type of a wooden figure. So in such a case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also because then it's Efshia. But suppose he has no other way of doing it. He has no makel. And he can only point out the approximate size of the suit, of the coat, if he puts it on himself. So that's why I have share. So then even Rabbi Yehuda will be made that it is mutar. That's the reason as to why Rashi emphasized the case of a nisravim rather than the etzem anoye itself. Because that without any anoye it is mutar. So I would know without the Pasuk of Chilul Shabbos. Now, so all would be well if Rashi had agreed, if Rashi and Beit had agreed with Tesis Lomdes in Beit, that where one is mischabim to the Maise, even though he's not mischabim to the Tzure, to the result, he's considered mischabim. But the trouble is that Rashi there is chilikan on Tesis, and Rashi there says that that Gemara that says that Mimatol Mailo Itzosa to lay out logs of wood is only accord with Rabbi Yehuda who passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda the Amira passes like Rabbi Yehuda the Tame, Dovash Mishab Mizosa. But now we that who passed like Rabbi Shimon, Dovash Mishab is Mutter. So even Matum Milo it's Mutter to lay out the logs of wood. Because he's not Mishabing that this layout should have the appearance of an edifice. So Teisa says, but he's mischam to the Maise that results in the appearance of an edifice. So apparently Rashi and Bisalevi says, Rashi Shiti is, that mischabi means not only that he should mischam to the Maise, he should mischam to the result, to the Tzura as well. Now, some Meile, so according to Rashi, once we assume that the Gemara, that even without the Pasuk of the Silver Shabbos, the Gemara is saying, one would know that without the element of Anoye, it's not Osea. So even if there is Anoye, but he's not mischaving to have Anoye, so that means he's not mischaving that he should have that Tzura. Even though he's mischaving to the Maise, so it should still be considered mischaving. So why do we say that as a result of the Posik, of the Silva Shatnis, yeah. So it's considered, so it's muta because it's in Mishavi. So we have to say that generally speaking, Rashi agrees with the Lomdes of Thesis that where a person is Mishavim to the Maise, even though he's not Mishavim to the exact Tzure that is required, so it's considered Mishavi. But over there, we are dealing with an Isar Avram of Merzik Bin. It's not Mamish Beine. When one lays out logs of wood or eggs, layers of eggs, rows of eggs, so no matter my Gemara says it's also. Why it smells like binyan? So it's not binyan mamesh, it smells like binyan. So mele, when, so the merzik binyan is not itnai in the Isad Rabbanon. The merzik binyan, that's the essential thing, merzik binyan. So mele, if a person is mishabing to lay out rows of eggs, rows of logs of wood, but it's not mischabing that it should have the appearance, it should have the pattern of an edifice, so that means he was not mischabing to the Gufayisa. Mashenkin here, if there hadn't been a posik of the silver sharpness, then I would say that the posik of Beget Kalayim Shapri Alech only implies an Isa of Levishi, but without the element of Anoye, it's not direct Levishi. But the Maise Isa consists in Levishi, not in Anoye's Levishi. So Mimele, so Mimele, I would say that he is Eivir. If the Avere had consisted in the Maise Levishi. But over there, the Avere consists in Merzek Ibeine. So he has to be Mishavn that it should be Merzek Ibeine. That it should be, he has to be Mishavn to do something that has the appearance of an edifice. But he's not mischav, and he should have the appearance of an edifice. So it's in. All right. So that is all right, as far as this Rashi is concerned. But the Beis Halevi mentions two Rashis, from which he deduces that Rashi Shite in all of Shas is contrary to Teisa Shite. The Teisa Shite is that in mischavi means, if a person is not mischaving to do the Maiso Isa, but if he is mischaving to do the Maiso Isa, he is not mischaving to the Tzura So Isa. So then he is considered mischaving, and Rashi Shite is that even if he is mischaving to do the Maiso Isa, but he is not mischaving to a certain night to the Tzura So Isa, so it's still considered in mischav. So one Rashi is the Rashi in Beit, Daf Lamed Beit, Lamed Gimel. But another Rashi is a Rashi in Cheres. Cheres that of faith.
The Gemara that Rafei in Peres said that Rabbi Yisi ben Amshulem, that's one Tanna, a certain time, holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Dora Shil Mishal Meizos. So the Gemara has a Kashe, that Rafei on Dalev, we saw by Rabbi Yisi ben Amshulem, Dora Shil Mishal Moser, Vatanya, Shtei Sares, Ikromadim, Vereisho Mashi. Now, for Adume, so it has to be Adumo, if it has black hair. So it's possible for Adume. Suppose the poor Adume has shtei sayres, that the root of the hair is red, but the end of the edge of the hair, so is black. So it's still possible because part of the hair. Now let's say this is the hair of the poor Adume. So this the first hair that comes out. Is red, but the second hair, the reish, is black. So it's possible. So Rabbi Yisrael ben Amshulam says, "Imer gezes bim misparayim v'nechesh." Gezes misparayim v'nechesh. In other words, that he just takes a scissor and he cuts off the upper half of the hair, the black hair. So then the lower half is red. So then he's misaking the porad that it can be used as a poradum. Now, so Rashi explains it. So the kasha of the Gemara is, how can you say that Rabbi Yisrael ben Amshulam holds like Rabbi Yehuda? Bishleim, if we assume that Rabbi Yisrael ben Amshulam agrees with Rabbi Shimon, so then we understand that's why Rabbi Yisrael ben Amshulam advises the person to cut off the upper end that is black, because in order to be misaki, but there is an isa. We save the prayer shirecho, the soges prayer tinecho. At the end of Rei, kol aprira shivoli bivkolcho mitzincho azocho. And cutting off the hair of a comb, of kochin, is like gize. Gize means shearing of the wool. But the same thing applies, that what is true of shearing of the wool is true of stripping of the hair, of sticking of the hair. So memele, and the poradume is kochin. So memele, to cut off the hair of the poradume should involve a violation of the law of Misogis Pertenecho. It doesn't apply only to Pchor. Tol Kochi. So how does Rabbi Yisrael ben Amshulam allow us to cut off the upper half, which is black? Is black. Why? So Rashi explains, because he's not mischaving. He's not mischaving that it should... that he's not mischaving. He's only mischaving to be misakin the Paradome. He's not interested in the stripping off the hair. He's interested in being misaki the paradum and not in stripping off the hair. So it's in the mischavin. But Rabbi Yisrael ben Amshulam holds davash in mischavin is also. So the Gemara says that shana pola v'kotche b'nei kabalis. So memele. So the law of Lisogis Pretzenecho does not apply. The law of Lisogis Pretzenecho applies only to Kochi Aguf, not to Kochi Berechabais. So the Gemara has the Kashi, Vomer Rabbeleza, Kochi Berechabais, Asukum Begize Vaveide. Midrabos, and more answers Midrabos. So the Gemara has Kvahiki, so Rabbalot. So Rabbalot is not Hefker either, so why does Rabbi Yisrael Mishulem allow us to cut off the black part of the hair from the poradume? So the Gemara says, since it's only a sumdrabanon, and such a thing is not shriach, that the lower half of the hair should be red, and the upper half of the hair should be black. So mele, since it's lishriach, it's lishriach sumdrabanon. So the answer of the Gemara is that Perek Habayis, the least of the rice of the Sogis Mosnecho applies only to Kochadu, not to Perek Habayis, and Poradum is Perek Habayis, so there is only a Nisar Rabbonon, so here the Nisar Rabbonon doesn't apply. But, so actually Rabbi Yisrael ben Meshulam could hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and the reason as to why he allows it is because there is no Nisar Rice anyway. The implication being that if there had been a Nisar Rice, so then it would be Osir. Why? Because Rabbi Yisrael ben Meshulam holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The implication being that according to Rabbi Shimon, it would be Mutar, even if it had been Kochadu. Why? Because it's only Mishavim. Why is it only Mishavim? Because it's only Mishavim to be Misakim. So Teisves is Masik on Rashi. He says, that's Mishavim. He's Mishavim to cut off the hair. He takes scissors, and intentionally, he cuts off the upper end of the hair, which is black. So it's Mishavim Mamesh. He's Mishavim Mamesh. So Teisves says, no, that where the purpose is to be Misakim, if the cutting off of the hair is necessary in order to be misakein the pore for poradume, so then the isa doesn't even apply. So what kind of a problem is there? But the answer is, because the answer, it's very likely that when he is mishaving to cut off the black part of the hair, that along with it, the scissors will cut off other hair, which is red, which does not have to be cut off for the purpose of qualifying it for poradume, you see. So mele your baby and Isar in cutting off unintentionally other hair, but so if we say that Rabbi Yisrael ben Meshulam agrees with Rabbi Shimon, so then it's all right because he's not mischaving to cut off. He's mischaving to cut off only this hair, but then there are other hair closely, and as he intentionally cut off this hair, which is muter, so he might cut off other hair which is completely red. But he's not mischaving. But if you say that Rabbi Yisrael Meshulam agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, so he should be osir. So this is what. So Teisus is chelik on Rashi. So the Mishalei says we see that Teisus is lishit osir, and Rashi lishit osir. That Rashi in Beitze expresses the point of view that me'eli mischaving is not only when he's not mischaving to do the ma'ase, even when he's mischaving to do the ma'ase, but he is not mischavim for the tzura soisa. So it's still any mischavim. So that's why Rashi says that when a person is mischavim to lay out the logs of wood, or the layers of eggs, he's not mischavim, it should look like an edifice. So it's any mischavim. And here too, even though he's mischavim to cut off the black hair, but he's not mischavim, he's not mischavim that just to strip the hair of the poradume, but he's mischavim to be misakin, so he got mischavim to the tzura sayisa, and Teisves is chelik. Now, so bishleimim, so now we are saying now that Rashi here in Yevamos agrees with the Lomdes of Teisves in Beitze, but the reason is why Rashi in Beitze is chelik on Teisves, because over there it's an Yisrael Rabbonon of Merzik Binyan. So the Merzik Binyan is the essence of the Yisrael. It's not the laying out of logs of wood or of eggs, but the Merzik Binyan. And since he's not mischaving that he should have the appearance, the pattern of an edifice, so it's not mischaving to go for Yisrael. It's not mischaving to go for Yisrael. So that's all right in Beitze, but how about this Gemara? Here it's an Yisrael Raitze. So how can we reconcile Rashi Shittim Chiras Daf Kopei with Rashi Shittim Yevamos? So we have to say that Rashi Shittim in Chiras is not in conflict with Rashi Shittim Yevamos. Two Rashi in Yevamos agrees with the Lomdes of Teisus and Beitze as a general principle that where a person is mischaving to do the Maise that constitutes the Isa, even though he's not mischaving to the tzura seisa, so you still consider it mischav. But here now there is a gemara in Shabbos that we're going to begin. The gemara in Shabbos in Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel says that there is a special posse that if someone has to be mali child, and let's say and the mikim amile and the gid, there is a negatzaras and there is a lav deraisi of ishav lochav negatzaras, that one is not allowed to be kaitzis by heres, and if someone is kaitzis by heres, so is chayiv malkes. So what should he do? Suppose he has to be malish child, he has to be malish child, and he has to be malish child, and there is a negatzaras. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Shimon, it's mutter without any problem. Why? Because he's not mischave. He's a dorshin mischave, according to Rav Shimon. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have to resort to posse. According to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Mischave is muter. So we don't have to resort to posse that is muter. So the Rashi, the Chiddush Rashi in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel raises a question: why is it muter without any posse for the male to be mal? But when he is mal, so then he ipso facto removes the negatzoras that is on the gig. So he's even allowed of Hisham al-Chobinega Atzoraz. So without any psukim of the mitzvah of Mila being Deiched, the Isa of Shalman Negatzoraz. According to Rav Shimon, it's muta. According to Rav Yehuda, they have to resort to psukim that the mitzvah of Mila is Deiched. But according to Rav Shimon, we don't have to resort to any psukim because there is no Maisi Isa involved. Because it's Dor Shem Isham. So the Rashba asks, why is it muta according to Rav Shimon without any psukim? There is definitely Maisi Isa. Because it is mischal mamish. What does the Torah say? Yishomel chomenegatzaras. You're not allowed to be kitzis in negatzaras. And when the male is mal, he certainly is mischaving to remove that negatzaras along with all it. So it's mischal mamish. So the Rashba says, if the kavones ator in the posik of yishomel chomenegatzaras had been not to cut off in negatzaras, so then it would be mischal mamish. So then if the kavones of Shimon would have to resolve to a special posse that it's muta for the male to be mal such a child. But the essence of the Isa does not consist in tzitzas bayares. The essence of the Isa consists in taharas hatzaras. Yishom alocho benega hatzaras implies an Isa not to be mitayer hatzaras. Now, how are you mitayer hatzaras if there is a tzaras on the group? If you cut off. But the Isa, the essence of the Isa does not consist in cutting off the negatzaras, but in being mitayer. Now here he is not mischaving to be mitayer the tinek, so maybe it's in mischav. So we see from this Rashba that where a certain result is the essence of the Isa, so then it's considered, if he's not mischaving to that result, so maybe it's considered in mischaving. So maybe it's possible to say, to reconcile Rashi in Yevomes with Rashi in Bechirat Daf Kuf Hei. I mean, not like as the Beis Halevi says, that Rashi Shiti is, as a general principle, that in Mishavim means only when he's not Mishavim to be the Maisi. No. That Rashi Shiti is, that in Mishavim means not only he's not Mishavim to be the Maisi, that he's not Mishavim even to the Tzura to the result. No. Rashi Shiti could be like Teisves in States. That in Mishavim means where he's not Mishavim to be the Maisi. So why does Rashi say that according to Rav Shimon, it's muter for a person to cut off the upper half of a seor in a porah, which is black, because it's in mischavi. It's in mischavi. So the answer is this: that according to Rashi, the law of lisogis priyatzin echo does not consist in cutting off wool from a porah, from the sheep that is a pchor, or in cutting off the hair of a kochi. It's not in the maise, in the maise gzize. The essence of the isa does not consist in the maise gzize. But we saw this prayer tzinecho implies an isa against making kochim stripped of its wool or of its hair. Not the act of cutting off hair is the essence of the isa. But the fact that I am stripping the kochim, the behemoth kochim, of its hair, or of its root. So mimele, when a person has a poradum, which could be used as a poradum, but there is one miyaki, the fact that the upper half of the hair is black, and if there is any black hair, so it's possible poradum. So his kavone is not to strip off the paw of its hair. He doesn't mind. He is only interested that it shouldn't have any black part, but not in stripping off the hair. He is not mischaving in stripping off the hair. He is not mischaving in stripping off the hair of the behemoth. He is not mischaving in stripping off the hair of the behemoth. So mimele is considered in a mischave. Because his kavone is only to be misakin the poradumo, not to have the behemo stripped off the hair. So it's considered in mischave. If the inseret consisted in the mais exize, then it would be considered mischave. The reason is why Teisves is masikan rashin prere. Because Teisves holds that the inseret of the sogis prere senecho does not consist in making the behemo stripped off its hair, but in the etzem act of zize, like Shabbos. So the meloche of zize consists in calling of hair. So the military says that's mischal mamish. But Rashi shita is that the iser of lisogis peretz in echo does not consist in the act of zize, but in making the behemah's kochi stripped off its hair. Stripped off its hair. Not in the maisek zize. Not in the maisek. Right, so mimele, it's considered now, and it's according to Rashi. Now let's say according to Teisves, suppose someone takes a hair of a behemah's kochi, and he doesn't cut it off completely, but he only cuts it off half, and half remains. So then he's still anywhere because he did cut off half, even though the half that remains can be seized b'fi azoik. So it's considered still isaya. It can be seized by a clipper, you see. So it's still considered isaya left. But since the isa consists in the maisek zize, and he did cut off this half of the hair, but this half of the hair remained. So according to Teisves, he will be able to laugh. According to Rashi, no. The essence of the isa consists not in the maisek zize, but in making the behemah's kochim stripped off its wool, stripped off its hair. So mainly if somebody will cut off half a hair and one half will remain, so according to Rashi will not be able to have the eyes. But, so mainly what kind of a problem is it? But the answer is, when he intends to cut off the upper half, he might cut off the whole half. Or, if so little remain that it will not be nital b'fi azuik, so then he doesn't even have a shem seyah. So then it will be considered that he stripped off, that the behemoth was stripped off its hair. So mimele, Teisves says, so mimele Rashi says that it's considered in mischavin, because it's not only that he wasn't mischavin to the tzuras isa. He wasn't mischavin to the maize isa. The maize isa consists in stripping off the hair, not in making the maize exist. So we can say that Rashi also agrees with the lomdes of Teisves in Beis. But and with the lomdes of Teisves in Peres Daf Kofei. But Rashi in Beis is chelek on Teisves, because Rashi in Beis holds that the Yisrael Rabbonon of Merzek Binyan consists in doing something that has the appearance of an edifice. So mainly if he's not mischaving that it should have the appearance of an edifice, it means that he was not mischaving to the Gubo Yisra. And Rashi in Pre results that the Yisra of Lisog is Pertzin Echov consists not in the Maisek Zize, but in making the behemoth stripped off its hair, stripped off its wool, or stripped off its hair. Alright. So mainly we can understand the Rashi, if we can answer Ramban's Kashi. Alright, now. So the Gemara said,
Gemara says, Hanach Mitzrach Tzriche, Dikos Rachmona Liyalo Lechav Amikol 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 Aval aloye loy, aloye is not even more so old. As Rachmone, loyalo lecho. Imki, loyalo lecho. So mimele, it's not ufne. So how can you say it's ufne? What I say is, in kind of Rachmone, it's the shapnes. Same of Pishtim Romali, mer de kosa, who better to I'm stuck to loyalo lecho, return to Rabbi Shmuel. Hoy le motiv was tam god in Porto Hakos Bergme by nigit god so there the Torah calls out zelo pishti Papa zakhne zelo pishti ma kol zelo pishti so that's a cloud that never the Torah mentions god in stam beg it stam god in stam it has reference only to 2 minute god zelo pishti but not let's say to cotton not to nylon not to plastic not to any other kind of vegetable only to Tzemelopish. Only to Tzemelopish. Merely for the Begit Lai Shadu Lachum, to the Rabbi Shmuel, that you are Stam God, because Lachot Vam Tzem Pish, Lachot Tzem Pish, Tzem Pish, because Rachmona Lomeli, Shema Vino Latni. So it's Mufne. Since it's Mufne, so Rabbi Yude, also Darsh is Mufne. So then the Gemara is still, the Esther Kashi. No, it's not Mufne. Vakat is, Tzal Kedai Techami. Halloy. He the loin of Fishanos, Avoli Vishad in for Fishanos, called Train Minos Rachmone, because I call it a Pishti. Why do you say that Tzemel Pishti in Kiseitze is Mufne, it's a purpose? No, it's not a purpose. Because if the Torah did not say Tzemel Pishti in the Posik of the Silver Shabbos in Kiseitze, so then I'd say only in regard. Two, there is a ton of Rabbi Shmuel Zalochem, that whenever the Torah mentions Beged, so it has reference to Tzemel Pishti. And in Gdeishim, the Torah spells out Beged. So Beged, Stam, means Tzemel Pishti. But in Kiseitze, the Torah doesn't spell out Beged. The Torah says, Lusil B'Shatnes, so if the Torah did not say Tzemel Pishti, but just Lusil B'Shatnes, I would say any two minutes, not that care, woolen linen, but any two minutes. Any to me. It is Mufne. It's a Melopishti Nisa preference. Why? Because even if the Torah did not say it's a Melopishti, even if the Torah had really said, in Kiseitze, we still be Shabbos, that's all. So I would also know that even Levishe, total Levishe, not only Aloye, which is partial Levishe, but even total Levishe, full Levishe, so is only also by Tzemel Pishtim, but not by any other Tumim. Why? In Kiseitze Chromine. Let the Torah not mention in Kiseitze Tzemel Pishtim Yavut. Let the Torah just mention the silver sharpness. Period. Viteitze sharpness, sharpness, maloi. Sharpness is mentioned in Veshim, and sharpness is mentioned here. So even without the expression of Tzemel Pishtim Yavut, I would learn out to it's a Roshobe of sharpness, sharpness. They just in the sharpness Gabaloi. So he's only Osir in connection to Tzemel Pishtim, not in connection to Tzemer and Tzemer Geffen. So the love of the Silver Shabbos also applies only to Tzemel Pishtim, not to Tzemer Geffen. So with the Inkinsi Komen, with the Shabbos, Shabbos, Aloy, we don't have the Rabbi Shmuel. So, and the Rabbi Shmuel tells us, that the Shabbos, has reference only to Tzemel Pishtim because of the Rabbi Shmuel Zalok. So maybe we should learn out Shapnes, just as the Shapnes in Berit Lahim Shatel Alecho has reference only to Tzemel Pishtim, so the Shapnes and the Sifra Shapnes, she can say it's a, also has reference only to Tzemel Pishtim. So I would know even without Tzemel Pishtim Yadav.
So that means, why did the Torah have to say it's a mokish to be out of? So that's mufne. So mimele. So we use it for the drosh of Shiva. Now the Gemara has another question. Time because of Rachmon. Tzemaru pish. Hola voche. So how, even with the smichus. So I do know. So how do I know that tzitzes, that in tzitzes, crime is muter because the Torah spells out next to Gdilin Tazavoch, Tzemaru pish to Yadav. But if the Torah is not spelled out, Tzemaru pish to Yadav next to Gdilin Tazavoch, I didn't know that that shapless is muta, the crime is muta. Time because Rachmon is a more Christ. Whole hour of a crime is a minus Rachmone, Vaxi, Boslem, it is a company in the end, return of Rabbi Ishmael, called God in some more Christ, the name of Rachmone of the Trilles, Utrilles Amru, Umay Utrilles Amru, Minishesh Kitne, Trilles Amru. So even the Morris Kashi is, why do we have to resort to a posik of Semaru Pisht in the positive sense? So only because the Torah mentions Semaru Pisht, I know through the smichus that there is. So I know that the crime is not also by tzitzis. Even if the Torah had not spelled out Semaru Pisht Yardov in the posik of the silver shakness, I could know that the Torah didn't ask a crime by tzitzis. Why? Because of Talmud Rabbi Shmuel Tzaloch and the Torah in the parasha of tzitzis in Shlach. The Chumash Vamidbar says, those whom tzitzis are counted big day. And whenever, Tom Rabbi Shmuel says, whenever Beged or Big Day is mentioned, it has reference only to some of the Pishtim. So in Mele here too, when the Torah says, Roslam Tzitzis will come to Big Day, so when is there a mitzvah of Tzitzis in the Raise? Only by some of the Pishtim. But let's say by Beged of cotton, of some of Geffen, or of nylon, or of plastic, or any other Beged. So there is no mitzvah of Tzitzis. But in some of the Pishtim, there is a mitzvah of Tzitzis. And in some of the Pishtim, the Torah says Trilles, and we have a cloud that Trilles means wool that was dyed with the blood of Chalozim. So, and since this mitzvah of Trilles applies to two kinds of body, to a Beged of Tzemer and the Beged of Pishton, and the Torah says, Vosu and Tzitzis al Kamfei Vigdeyen, both types of body. So there is a mitzvah, Vinoshkal Tzitzis al Kono Psil Trilles. So, that on both types of godim, there is a mitzvah to put in a psil shel treles. And what is treles? Treles is wool that was dyed with the blood of chalozim. So that means that even that a thread of wool dyed with the blood of chalozim is to be put in the kamvideyan. Which kamvideyan? Two kinds of godim. Tzemer and Pishtim, so that means that the Tcheles is to be put in the Beged of Pishtim also. So from that alone we can deduce that the Yisel of Klayim does not apply to the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. So the Gemara says we have to resort to the expression Tzemer and Pishtim Yad Mimele Vidarshi Desmichus Vidarshi. The prosecutor of Tzemaru Pishtim, I wouldn't know that finally Tzitzes is moot. Why? Sauk lai b'chamine ki d'rove, d'rove rome, siva konof minkot. So it has to be the same type as the beget. That means if the beget is of wool, so the Tzitzes has to be of wool. The beget is of flax, of linen, so the Tzitzes has to be of Pishtim. Of Utsiv Tzema. I mean, and if the beget is of cotton, Tzema Geffen, so then it has to be of cotton. If it is of nylon, so the tzitzis has to be of nylon. Haksi, promexi, hakon of minkot. So one expression in the Torah which says hakon of implies that it has to be the same meat as the beget. Or the tzitzis has to be the same meat. Uksi, tzema upishtim. Okay, tzema upishtim, peitrim, beitrim, minon, peim shaloi bimim, shomini, peitrim, shaloi bimim, peitrim. That there is something peculiar about Tzemaru Pisht. That if the tzitzis is out of wool or out of flax, so then he can use that tzitzis in any beget. Let's say, of course, he can use a woolen tzitzis in a woolen beget, but he can use a woolen tzitzis in a linen beget, and he can use in a cotton beget. In any beget, nylon beget, he can use. or Pishtim. Tzitzis or Pishtim can use in any. But then, so Tzema or Pishtim, 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 suppose, Kapi, Tzema. So the minimum paper, if he wants to put in Kapin Tzitzis, in a Kapin Beget 5, if he wants to put in nylon tzitzis in nylon baguette 5, if he wants to put in a plastic tzitzis in plastic baguette 5, but if he wants to put cotton tzitzis in a nylon baguette, that's not. But tzemel pishtin, he can put tzemel pishtin tzitzis, he can put in even in another type of it. Okay, tzemel pishtin 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 on the chalim. Show me patron, shalloy be no, ain't patron. So, anyway, if not for this posik, I would say like Rabbi, Mimele, that he would be allowed to purify. So, Gemara says, Kashe, how could I say, on one hand, like Tony Rabbi Shmuel, on the other hand, like Rabbi? Because the two are saying to each other. Because the Torah Rabbi Shmuel less later on. Because according to Rove, every type of a beggar is chayim tzitzis. Even a cotton beggar, semageddon is chayim tzitzis. Even a silk beggar, meshi is chayim tzitzis. A velvet beggar is chayim tzitzis. According to Rove. But Rove says that there's a kosu that where the tzitzis is made either out of wool or flax. So then he can patter any type of baguette. He can patter a silk baguette, he can patter a cotton baguette, a plastic baguette, a nylon baguette, velvet baguette, any baguette. But if it is not made out of either tzema or pishti, so then only tzitzis of the same mean as the baguette can patter. But the mitzvah of tzitzis applies to all meaning, not after tzema or pishti. But according to the Rabbi Shmuel, whenever the Torah says baguette, it means only tzema or pishti. So that means that the cotton baguette is not even higher than tzitzis. Is not even chayim tzitzis. But don't Rabbi Shmuel less than the Rabbi Yisrael. Sal Bait Chamine Eki Duke the Rabbi. Hakonot Min Kono. Vaot Amar Achmon. Ovi Li Tzemer Li Tzemer. U Pishti Li Pishti. Vechad Li Tzemer Li Tzemer. Tzave. Avo Tzemer Li Pishti Mi Pishti Mi Tzemer. Avoi. Avo Rachmon Li Tzemer Li Pishti. Avo Tzemer Li Pishti Mi Pishti Mi Tzemer. Pishti. Let's see the Tzemor, the third line, Rashi. Tzemor, the Pishtim, Omer, Ilash, and Nikolim, Tzemor, Pishtim, because of its all, the so we should call for the Tzemer Pishtim. The high between the Tzitzis Mashva the Isha Tzemer the Isha Pishtim. Rodo Amar Achmone. Obi the Tchilis Amar Pishtim. The Tchilis Amar and the Vishesh Kipne. It's flex, the Tzitzis Mune. Tzitzis Mune, Tzitzis Baab, Tzitzis Mota, or Baab, and the Pishtim. The following body can go, the Tzitzis Mune. Baab, the Oil, Baab, the Baab, and that's Mune. Tchilis, that's wool. In other words, the Tchilis itself is a dye, but it's wool dye with the blood of Halozim, which will ultimately result in a blue cow. וכן שעות רואי מאמורים בלי קוראים. הגומר מתרשוני, שבלי קוראים אלו מצנה, הוא פישטי. תפסיד בסיבי יחס כאילו, אם קוראים בלי פישטי לא פישטי. זה יאללה אלו מצנה. שמע מנו, שעביר את החיצי מי שיש בהם צנה עם פישטי. ולא אם נח, מפורש כמו שיש ביחד שם, מי שמע מנו, שור אמין עם צנה. צאו את החמיני כירוב, יהיו יקוס רק מולי צנה עם פישטי, מה בודה שינו, הכנף מן קונו. כירוב, אני אומר, בגס פישטי, מה זה פישטי, הוא צנה, עשי צמא, אביצה להתחילת. אבל פלוין מוי, כמו השמונות ראש לסמוכן על פלוס פלוין, כרוך אבל מסכון אלי מיוצא. פורש בו זו מיוצא לרוב, כסיב הקונו פסי ציסיס מהקונו. ואם תל לשאול משי, איפה צפסיל, אז ציסיס שאול מש, הוא חסיב צמר פיש, אם תל תסלו, ומש פסי ציסיס מצמר פיש. ואותו עם רבי שמואל, לס לי לרוב, לדור יש הקונו פלוין קונו, עובדות פלוין את רבי שמואל, תל לשאול שאול מיוצא, היום יציסיס, גבגת ציסיס, ואותו עם רבי שמואל, כמו הכל בגת צמר פיש.